What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When I think of phone booths, I think of the mob.
You think of the mob?
Yeah, just randomly calling.
Just randomly the phone
ringing and someone picking it up.
Well, because now they have the burner phones, like when Saul Goodman was selling them in Better Call Saul, right? Yeah. The burner phones for all the meth heads.
I'm rewatching Sopranos for like the seventh time.
I'm not mad at that.
Season one's awful.
You're not rewatching the 49ers past season? You don't do that?
No, but you know what? With this Fred Warner news, I started thinking about just the Niners as a whole. And, you know, I think for a long time, and the public, like, I'm listening to people talk, like, they're favored in 15 of 17 games. I don't care about the gambling public. I really don't. A, there are a lot of delusional Niner fans out there that throw a lot of money on their home team, and me and them don't see eye to eye, okay? They think everybody's a Hall of Famer, all right? And there's a happy medium here.
Kyle Juszczyk?
I also think that just in general, you know, the public doesn't understand each individual team. Like, I don't know the Pittsburgh Steelers as well as a Steeler fan.
Correct.
Right? And so I view the Steelers like, yeah, they're a pretty rock solid organization.
We were just talking about, does San Francisco, do the Giants organization know A's fans? No, they don't. They're different. They might be very close geographically, but they're different fan bases. Philly is different than Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
It just is.
Exactly.
San Diego is different than LA. They're different.
So I think everyone's viewing the 49ers in a two kind of buckets. One is they're still a Super Bowl contender. They're amazing. As long as Shanahan's there, they're going to win. That's one end of the room. And then the other end of the room is like they're in a complete rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Right? You can't be in there's no
in the middle. And I'm like, no, I think there is a happy medium. And I look at who the Niners have chosen to pay this offseason. And I think it's really important because to me, it sets the tone for what they identify themselves as. And I think what Kyle Shanahan views himself as. If I were to describe Kyle Shanahan and his coaching philosophy of how he wants to play football, how would you dumb it down?
The coaching philosophy of Kyle Shanahan?
If you were to say, how does Kyle want his team to play football?
He wants to play physical, smash mouth, run the ball down your throat football. And then once I've established that, I'm going to pick you apart in the intermediate passing game.
Exactly. Very blue collar like, yes. Actually.
Yeah.
Well, let's think about the guys that they re-signed this offseason. Everybody knows about Brock Purdy. Pick 262, okay? Wasn't highly, coveted coming out of Iowa State. Just a blue-collar guy who made the most of his opportunity and high IQ. Actually is way tougher than anyone, you know, on the outside of Niner fandom would want to admit because we Niner fans know how tough he is, right? The guy is just nails.
He can be tough and also have some injury concerns. Two things can be true.
Yeah, but I don't view him as scared.
No.
At all.
No. I would never say that.
No.
I actually didn't say that about Jimmy Garoppolo either. I never thought he was scared. I thought he did some dumb things, but he wasn't scared.
And when I think of his leadership style, do you think, I honestly, I don't think Brock Purdy cares if he hands the ball off 45 times or has to throw it 20 or 40 times. Like, I just, he wants to win.
Yeah.
Right? And so by all means necessary. He's like the perfect quarterback to run Shanahan's blue-collar run-first system. Then let's think about the other guy that they re-signed this offseason. His name is George Kittle. He's pick number 146. They found him by scouting C.J. Beathard, okay, out of Iowa. He was an undersized tight end that they took in the fifth round and is one of the great draft picks in 49er history. He's on his third deal, all right? Most teams don't want to give out third contracts to anyone. And yet, all Niner fans in unison would agree, you give this guy that money.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to question his heart. I'm not going to question his toughness. And I know what he represents is everything that Kyle wants to play football like. Is it not?
It's a great point. And I thought last year was George Kittle's. I thought I was most impressed with him, the person and the player, in a lost season. That tells me a lot about the leadership in 100%. A locker room. Because it can get away. It can slip. The Devondre Campbell situation could have broken locker rooms around the league.
Yes.
Absolutely. If you didn't have the leadership installed there, that could have been really ugly. But credit to guys like Kittle, credit to guys like Fred Warner, like Brock Purdy, all of them stepping up. So continue. I thought last year he didn't get first team All-Pro. That went to Brock Bowers. He was second team All-Pro. But I thought in the totality of his career, I was most impressed with that season. Might not have been his best number season, he's freaking incredible.
He's everything you want in a leader.
Yes.
You know, and I love everything about George Kittle. And as they say that they're going to now induct Brent Jones into the Hall of Fame, one of my favorite players of all time, you know, it's not lost on me that George Kittle has surpassed Brent Jones in every category. And I don't say that lightly. Brent Jones is a beloved. When I was in the backyard playing ball with my cousin Mike, I was Steve Young or Joe Montana, and he was Brent Jones. That's the way we played catch in the backyard. Not Jerry Rice. He was Brent Jones.
I love Brent Jones. He's not
Santa Clara boy.
He is, but he's not an NFL Hall of Famer.
No.
He was really good.
Beloved.
He's honestly kind of low. He's kind of on that fringe because he was a three-time All-Pro. Like
he was a stud.
Like he is borderline Hall of Fame. And he might get in one day. Kittle's first ballot. It's Kittle and Kelce of their era.
No, Brent Jones, and we had Russ Francis before that. We had other good tight ends. I'm not trying to diminish him, but I'm talking about my lifetime, right? And then Vernon Davis was awesome. George Kittle's better than all of them.
Yep.
And I don't say that lightly.
I do think the Brent Jones being a local, that is a factor in all this, too.
And he wore the Niner red and gold after his playing career by coming onto the radio station and talking about the team every single week. And he clearly cared about
doing it at a high level.
Yeah.
Really good at that.
He cared. So you got 262, blue collar boy. You got 146 in George Kittle in the draft, who's overlooked and has been nothing but an absolute stud for them since day one, just like Brock Kittle. And then you got a guy in Fred Warner, who they just re-signed yesterday, pick 70. A tweener player coming out of BYU. They thought he was a safety the rest of the league. The Niners were like, no, he's a linebacker. And, you know, I don't say this lightly. He's everything Patrick Willis was on the field with the personality to boot. Mm. I love Patrick Willis. You might say he's a better football player than Fred. That's fine. You want to take Patrick?
Hall of Famer.
I'll take Fred Warner. You want to take Fred Warner? I'll take Patrick Willis. That's fine. We can go back and forth. But I'm talking about gold standard of how to play the game.
Red and gold standard.
Fred is that guy. But what Patrick lacked was that moxie at the podium, that personality at the podium. And that doesn't make or break a football player.
No.
But in terms of a guy that I want representing my team in the community, I can't think of a better person than Fred Warner. And so I'm really happy that they have said to themselves as an organization, we are going to hang our hat on guys that were overlooked in the draft, that come in and play at elite levels, that represent this team in front of the camera, on the field, in the locker room, away from the game, in a way that your children can look up to. Like everyone can say to their kids, like, hey, George Kittle does it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Warner does it the right way. Brock Purdy does it the right way. And I'm not saying other guys that they've re-signed before haven't represented those things. But I think that when I look at they're rebooting this thing in the sense of we've got some pillars. These are the three pillars I want the rest of these young players looking up to. That doesn't mean you can't have a Nick Bosa, number two overall, who is a Ferrari. That doesn't mean you can't have a Trent Williams, who was a top five pick and, you know, at times can kind of act like a diva, mm-hmm. even though he's a left tackle, right? That doesn't mean that you can't have some other guys that are different kinds. But the core and the pillar of this team is going to be built around Brock Purdy, Fred Warner, and George Kittle. And God damn it, I love it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.